Reports of prisoner abuse in Iraq have focused on Abu Ghraib prison west of Baghdad, but more stories have surfaced describing prisoner abuse at another American-run Iraqi prison, the Camp Buka detention center in the south of Iraq. Officials who worked at Buka deny that abuses ever took place. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Hossam Shaltut and Lisa Gurman both spent time at Buka. Their descriptions of the facility could not be more different. One was a prisoner, the other a soldier. First, the prisoner, Shaltut.
I have one person who was a prisoner in Saddam Hussein Abu Ghraib prison for 4 years. And he couldn't take 6 weeks of Buka camp prison, and they tried to commit suicide.
Shaltut is a Canadian citizen born in Egypt who's lived in Los Angeles for the last 25 years. He says he went to Baghdad before the war with a peace group to persuade Saddam Hussein to step down. Once the war broke out, U.S. Marines arrested him and sent him to Camp Buka, which is where he met former Master Sergeant Lisa Gurman. He says he remembers her name because he stared at her badge while she was beating him.
I could see the badge German. She always kept saying me, "Remember my name." And I really engraved that name, and she was punching me, slapping me so hard, kneeing me in between my legs. I really had a pretty bad beating.
It sounds to me that this person is an opportunistic.
Lisa Gurman says Shaltut's account is totally false.
You gotta understand, I'm a female. I was in charge. I gave these people medical care, these prisoners. So of course they're going to recognize me.
Gurman describes Buka as a place of cooperation and mutual respect between soldiers and enemy prisoners of war, or EPWs.
We would actually sacrifice whatever we got from home in our care packages, trade it for medical supplies, and then we would help treat the EPWs.
Buka camp didn't produce any incriminating photographs like those from Abu Ghraib. That makes it just one person's story against another, and there's little overlap between the two. Shaltut describes a form of torture that soldiers called the scorpion treatment. It began with soldiers tying a scorpion to the end of a string.
They tie us up, and they let the scorpion at the end of the rope just go over us, and sometimes it bites. And this was really a terrible thing. This was one of the most frightening things in my life.
Gurman says the only kind of scorpion treatment she knew about was medical care for a bite. Gurman and three other soldiers were eventually charged with prisoner abuse. Gurman was discharged. She says the allegations were false, designed to punish her for complaining about failings in the chain of command above her.
I would like to go back in, continue to do the right thing, continue to speak up against the chain of command that are making wrong decisions to not only protect U.S. soldiers, but to protect the EPWs.
Shaltut believes even if Gurman and some others have been removed from the army, it'll have little impact on the larger problem.
It's not just a few people. There's a lot of bad apples. There's hardly much good apples there.
Shaltut was interviewed by telephone in Saudi Arabia, where he's waiting for the green card that'll let him return home to Los Angeles. Gurman was interviewed by telephone in Pennsylvania, where she's returned to her job as a state trooper. Both are pursuing their grievances in the form of lawsuits filed against the U.S. Army. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.